You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
We're going to talk about our second part of the series, which is called Kanya-Kanya or Kanya-Kanya Syndrome. Everybody say Kanya-Kanya. All right, tingnan natin kung may kanya-kanya attitude tayo, no? So can I ask you to stand on your feet? Let's all rise up as we read God's Word and commit this time. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 21, here's what it says. For everyone looks out for his own interest, not those of Jesus Christ. Let's read it all together at the count of three. One, two, three, go. Let's bow our heads and start with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we submit our lives to you. We submit our minds to you, our hearts, our emotions, our will. And Lord God, I pray that once again, we're asking your Holy Spirit to speak to us. Lord, strengthen our crooked paths. Strengthen our crooked ways. If there's anything of this kind of spirit called regionalism, kanya-kanya, Lord God, syndrome, Father, I'm asking you today that you set us free and cause us to be peacemakers and unifiers in your kingdom. And we ask the spirit of unity to come upon us today. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone would say, amen, amen. Praise God. You may take your seat. Last Sunday, before we start talking about our topic, I gave a presentation here about how would you know if you are a Filipino? Natandaan niyo na ba yun? How many of you were here last Sunday? 4 p.m. or 6 p.m. services. Lift up your hands. Nandito ka? Naku, talaga kalahati sa inyo, wala. Oh no, where have you been? So kalahati sa atin, wala. Well, I did talk about it. And I did say that, you know, a person, if a Filipino, if a person goes into a hotel, all right, and check in a hotel, and then as he comes out, he gets all of the stuff in the hotel and bring everything, the brush, the toothpaste, yung pang-ahe, di ba? Filipino, di ba? Paano malalaman na Pilipino ka? Pag sa hapagkainan nyo, sa dining table nyo, may malaking picture doon na Last Supper ni Jesus Christ. Okay, na doon yung kanyang disciples. Iba, ganun tayo. O kaya ka naman, pag kumakain ka, parating may cover yung table mo, di ba? Parating may tablecloth. Alright, hindi ka makakain pag walang tablecloth kasi baka madumihan. Alright, so ganun. But today, I want to talk about something in line with that. Okay, I want to talk about Pinoy business names. Kasi, you know, sinabi po natin last time, God has, you know, basically gifted us with ingenuity, with cleverness, am I right? God has gifted us with creativity, we think out of the box. Talagang magaling tayo dumiskarte. And pag-usapan natin yung mga tao naman who gets in line with business, hindi po go negosyo to, alright? But people who are entrepreneur and really wanted to be used by God in their businesses. There was this one guy who puts up a bakery, alright? And he calls his bakery Bread Pit. Think about that, alright? Yung po ang pangalan ng bakery niya, Bread Pit. Talaga nga naman kakaibang Pilipino, no? Yung iba naman po, okay, lalo na pag napunta ka Alabang, they put up a big bank. It's not Banco de Oro, it's not Security Bank, it's not Allied Bank. At tawag po doon sa banko nung sa may Alabang po, it's called Ala Bank. Alright? Yun po ang pangalan. Grabe talaga Pinoy, no? Yung mga taga-Alabang. Parang niloloko tayo ng mga taga-Alabangers, no? Ito naman, restaurant. Okay, restaurant na taga Pampanga. Talaga very grabe creative ang pangalan po ng kanyang restaurant ay Me Kenny's Rogers. Okay. Sino rito makain sa Kenny Rogers? O pagdating niyo diyan Me Kenny na kayo, all right? Meron naman, ito pa restaurant. Okay, ito mga taga Marikina. Mga taga Marikina, taas ang kamay. Grabe, iba klase talaga mga Marikina. Okay, grabe guys, originality. Ang pangalan nung kanyang fried chicken, eh walang iba kung hindi. Alam nyo kung ano? Ha? Marikina fried chicken? Okay, Johnny's fried chicken, the fried chicken of Marikina. Ayan po. Sa Marikina lang po makikita yan. Gusto nyo pa ba? O meron pa. Okay. Meron naman no, yung tao gumagawa ng a tombstone maker sa Antipolo. Taga-Antipolo ka, di ba? Okay, tombstone maker. Kaya kung pag may mamamatay sa inyo, papagawa kayo ng lapid. Ito po pangalan ng kanyang, okay, tombstone store. Ang pangalan ng kanyang store is Lito Lapida. Grabe naman. Woo! Wow! Kakaiba ang mga Pilipino talaga. How many of you are proud to be Filipino? Para nahiya ako. Okay. Proud pa rin ba kayo? Oh, what about ito matindi? Nagtayo ng pet shop. Okay? And magtatayo, gusto niya magtayo siya dito sa may third floor. Diyan sa may third floor, kanyang pangalan nung pet shop niya ito, Petness First. Grabe! Grabe naman. Ito naman, flower shop. Sino gusto mo one day magkaroon kayo ng flower shop, taas ang kamay? Di ba? Maraming flowers sa Marikina, sa Antipolo. Ito naman pangalan ng flower shop niya, mga kaibigan. Ang pangalan ng flower shop niya, eh walang iba kundi Susan's Roses. O, kilala niyo pa si Susan Roses? Parang yung mga young people, hindi sila kilala. Parang hindi natin kilala si Susan Roses, no? Parang, gusto niyo pa ba? Meron pa. Ito naman, aquatic pet shop naman. Aquatic shop, okay, sa Malabon. Okay, meron siya aquatic shop sa Malabon. Ang pangalan ng aquatic shop niya, talaga ito, parang ito, Christian to. Nagsisimba to. Ang pangalan ng kanyang aquatic shop is Fish Be With You. Grabe naman. Woo! Gusto niyo pa ba? Meron pa. Okay. Ito, laundry shop. May ano, si Bon ba? Nandito ba si Von Reyes, saka si Rose, meron silang laundry shop. Okay, meron naman isang Pilipino, okay, nagtayo ng laundry shop. Ang pangalan ng kanyang laundry shop ay walang iba kundi Wash Your Problem. Alright? So, kayo, grabe, kaya kaya nyo magkaroon ng problema, dalhin nyo yung mga, okay, pinagsuotan nyo dyan sa Wash Your Problem. And ito, last but not the least, grabe, ito, restaurant. Kakaibang restaurant. Everyday open to. Ang pangalan ng kanyang restaurant is Last Supper, na walang gustong pumunta doon sa Last Supper na yan kasi baka mamaya huling araw na nila yan. Okay, so anyway, you know, before we start talking about kanya-kanya, let's look at first the positive traits, which is the opposite of kanya-kanya that Filipino has. Ano ba yung mga opposite traits natin bago natin pag-usapan yung problema, yung kanya-kanya? Alam mo, sa totoo lang, ang Pilipino kakaiba pag naghanda. Very hospitable ang Filipino. Am I right? Kahit siya mo siyang dalhin, pag nagkaroon ng handaan, lahat ibibigay niya. Okay, lahat na klaseng pagkain, iahanda niya sa'yo. You know, I remember when we went to Russia, okay, when, imagine kami, we were missionaries and we will buy food. We will buy different kinds of food. And the Russians were so surprised. Why are you doing this? You're not Russians, but because you are our guest. Here's the way we treated you. Talagang grabe hospitality ng Pinoy. Hindi lang pagiging hospitable. Okay, alam nyo, ang Pilipino, lahat ng sakuna, ay talagang nakangiti pa ka rin. Nakangiti pa rin. Yung sinasabi ko last time. They have this cheerful and smiling face when we face hardship. How many of you, sino sa atin dito naundoy? Sino rito naiyak naundoy kayo? Sino rito nung pagkatapos umiyak, humalaka kayo? Okay, kasi buhay tayong lahat, di ba? So, alam mo, grabe talaga, binahan niya, nakangiti pa rin, mga kapatid. Alright, and you know what? Filipino has this kind of spirit called heroism. I don't know how many of you believe in that. And I don't know for you, but I have a new hero. I have a new hero today, and her name is Ryza Laurel. Ryza Laurel is the person who her two legs got amputated because siya po yung mga nandoon sa, okay, nasa Maynila, na may nagtapo ng granada, sumabog po sa harapan mismo ni Ryza. And guess what? Ryza is a Christian. Hello, do you know that? Ryza is not just a Christian, but Ryza is one of our Victory Group leaders and one of the members of our music group in Victory Ortigas. You don't know about that? And the thing exploded. You know what she did? She asked her boyfriend, said, alam mo, tara, worship tayo kay Lord. Imagine in the midst of pain, she still managed to worship God. And after day of her, di ba, her legs got amputated, the reporters were there asking for a comment. Guess what she said? I'm okay. I'm okay. Okay lang ako. Okay? I thank God that God has given me a second life. Think about that. Nasabugan ka na, hindi lang yun, wala ka na kang paa, tapos ito ka, nagpapasalamat ka, nagpipraise ka kay God, kaya naman ang daming blessings na dumating sa kanya. In fact, there was a picture where Pastor Ferdy and some of our leaders went there, okay, sila Donita Rose, check her out, when she was in the hospital, Pinoy went there as well, President Noynoy. Why? The reason, because of that heroic kind of spirit. How many of you believe that somehow, somewhere, there's this heroism in every Filipino? Can you say amen to that? Let me tell you something. She is my hero. I don't know for you. Not only that Filipinos are heroes, but Filipino has this kind of a common spirit when there's a common purpose, a common goal, people gather together, like what we call Bayanihan spirit. Diba? Parang pag may isang tao, kapitbahay mo, may kailangan. Diba? Parang you tend to help and be one with that person. That's basically what it is. And because of unity, let me tell you, it's back in 1986, something happened. We began to gather together as Filipinos. All right? And we had the so-called people power where we received a Nobel Prize. Do you realize that? Back in 2001, we were, as a nation, Nobel Prize winner for the people power, that there was no blood was shed. Well, there are some, the soldiers, but reality is there was a change of government, and yet people power was there, and the whole world acknowledges that. And I believe if there's anything about Filipinos, guess what? There's what you call the Kodakan blues. Anytime there is picture taking, you know what happens? That's what happens. People gather together. So, umpisa, alam mo, nag-umpisa lang yan. Tatlo lang ho sila. Okay? Bigla, sige, tara na. Sige na nga. Tapos, sige, miski hindi mo kakilala. Sige, tara. Ma-picture na tayo. Ayan po nangyari. No? Ayan. So, I don't know for you, but we gotta thank God for what God has given us as a trait. And talking about this, there is a downside to it. In fact, you know, in America today, there were a person's one time make a comment that once you would come up with 50, 70, same kind, same country, all right, same nation, come together, you can already build a group called community. You know, in Los Angeles, they made a comment about when Koreans come together, 50, 70 of them, they already have this club or organization, which they call it Korean Town. When Japanese come together, 50, 60 of them, they would call it Japanese Town. When Chinese would come together in America, they would call it Chinatown. But in the Philippines, when Filipinos come together, I'm sorry, Filipinos in America come together, it's hard for them to call it a Filipino town. There is no such thing as Philippine town. You know the reason why? Because people want to isolate themselves, being Ilocano, Bicolano, Pampangueño, Bisaya. It's hard for them to come together. Pastor Julius Fabregas once, he was in the Bay Area, and he encountered this pastor, and the pastor was telling Pastor Julius, and this pastor said, you know, Pastor Julius, there are so many Filipinos here in the Bay Area, but you know what? There are only few Koreans here, and Koreans stays here only for the last 10 years. That last 10 years, Korea stayed in the Bay Area, and they were able to make and build a big Korean mall. Think about that. But guess what? Filipinos have stayed here since the 1930s. And guess what? There are 500 different Filipino associations. 500. There are a total of 50 Ilonggo societies or associations. Think about that. And the reason why, this person said, because every time Filipinos disagree on a certain thing, they would put up their own group once again, and build their own way. And once they're disagreeing again on a certain terms, they would again put up their own group to the point of they have different groups. This is something, I guess, that we need to talk about. And I believe it's not just the Filipino atmosphere or different groups. Sad to say, even in churches are like that. And I give glory to God by saying, we boast and boast and brag only upon the Lord and His cross. Because I thank the Lord that when we started Victory back in 1984, not even one, we have never encountered church split. Yeah, we can disagree, but we could be disagreeing together without being disagreeable. Can you say amen? And that is something that we need to thank God for. And it's something that we need to arrest in our spirit. If there's anything about this so-called kanya-kanya, then I believe today is that moment that we need to figure out and ask God, Lord, take this away from me. If there's something to do with a family, something to do with the community, something to do with the church, something to do with your own family, that there's broken homes, well, I believe the Lord wants to restore us and bring together for unity's sake. Can you say amen? What's the nature of this? Why is it that they're so-called kanya-kanya? You know what? We Filipinos are so loyal to one another. We are loyal people. Do you know that? But the problem is extreme loyalty or extreme loyalty to tribes, a particular group results in what you call regionalism. That we begin to be putting ako nationalistic as Philippines, hindi with your own tribes, where you come from in your province. And the reason why there is such thing as regionalism is because of the origin from our geographical, okay, point of view, political, and even spiritual. Let's talk about geographical, the geography of Philippines. So we have a total of 7,107 islands. Alam nyo ba yon? 7,107 islands. Pag nag-high tide po, 7,100 na lang. Alright? But the point is, since we came from different islands, just imagine the difference from one island to another. We tend to live our lives separately and not as a whole. Yung America, ang daling i-unite kasi isang, di ba, mass land sila altogether, yung Russia, yung China. Pero imagine, for us, the Philippines, 7,100 islands with 175 dialects. Think about that, 79 provinces. We are a subdivided cities and municipalities. That's one reason why. Secondly, it has something to do with political. Those nations who colonized the Philippines, that we were under the Spaniards, we were under America, we were under the Japanese. There's what you call a influence, which is called divide and rule strategy. Do you realize that there are only 130 Spaniards who came here in the Philippines? And yet, you know what? They had this kind of strategy. Okay, they came here, they divide us, conquer, and start ruling us. Why? Because they started to make an alliance, a compact to a certain tribe. And once they have done that, you know what? They're going to talk about coming against a certain Filipino tribe, come against this tribe, so that they'll be divided. All of us will be divided. And that's the reason, kaya may kanya-kanya tayo. Alam po ba natin yon? And not only as far as political, but even in the spiritual. The enemy have sown division. The enemy has sown faction. Nakapaminsan nga lang, di ba? Konti, ang liit na. It's a small difference of disagreement, and yet it is so big na paminsan hindi tayo nagpapansinan. Even the church, we worship God and we don't greet one another kung meron po tayong hinanakit with one another. How many of you felt that? I was like that. You know, I grew up with that kind of background. Na tipo nagkikimking ka na sa mga loob. You know what? The enemy has sown all this division so that, the Bible says, a house divided against itself cannot stand. But let me tell you this, there's a purpose why God wants to bring us together. The ultimate purpose is for God to bring us together so that His purpose, everybody say His purpose, will be known and will be accomplished here in our world. Are you here with me? You know, in the Western mindsets, when they want to achieve something great, you know, here's their attitude. Their attitude of the Westerners would say, I want to be the best. I want to be the best. But for our culture sometimes, for us to achieve something, here's our attitude. I want to be the best because I want to be better than you. I want to reach the top. Because I want everybody to know that I'm better than you. I don't want you to have what I have. Think about that. Gusto natin maging magaling, gusto natin makilala, gusto natin ma-accomplish yung mga, para malaman ng mga tao na ang galing mo, wala sila na meron ka. That's our mindset. And you know what? Listen to this. This is rooted in what? This kanya-kanya, originalism, is rooted in envy, competition. It's rooted in crab mentality. It's rooted in insecurity and pride. That's why we came up with the kanya-kanya definition is what? It's a self-serving, selfish attitude that generates a feeling of envy and competitiveness toward others. Kumbaga, if we're together, you know what? Instead of us sharing together, para sa akin, threat ka. Para sa akin, ay nako, kalabang kita. But I'm not saying that. But deep within us, we have this mindset that's in us, part of our system that we inherited, both spiritually, politically, geographically, that says, I'm better off. I'm better than you. I'll do everything I can for the very best so that for you to know I'm better. I'm the best than for everyone. Where do we get this? Let me tell you this. Kanya-kanya is a sin because it's rooted in selfishness. It's rooted with you being the best. And not sharing that. In fact, it all started back there in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 3, when man was separated from God because of sin. It's not only that, but in Genesis chapter 4, a brother was separated towards a brother. You still remember that Cain and Abel? Why they begin to separate ways? Because of the kanya-kanya kind of attitude. And not only, but even families in Genesis chapter 9, Ham and Noah was cursed. Why? Because of this kanya-kanya, the families are starting to separate. And what is more is Genesis 11, where we could see the ultimate kanya-kanya, where God himself started to disperse them, nation from God and nation against nation. And I want us to check this out in Genesis chapter 11. Sabi po dito, now the whole world, everybody say the whole world, had one language in a common speech. As men moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the men were building. The Lord said, if as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other. So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there, the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. Think about this. Is there something wrong when people gather together? Is there a problem when people gather together for a common vision? In fact, God himself said, you know, if as one people will gather together with a common speech, then what they intend to do will not be impossible for them. See, there's power in unity. But the problem was in verse 4, when God sees the very intent why man would come together is simply because of what? The Bible says they want to build themselves a city. It was focused on them, ourselves. Unity is so good, but once it's focused on you, you being the center, you being the star, then let me tell you, anything that is built by man, it's not going to last. The intent was that they were able to reach the heavens. During the time, they were what you call astral worshipers. They worshiped the stars and the galaxies and the heavens. They wanted to reach to the top so that they could reach God. And listen, in the heart of God, that's idolatry. And sometimes idolatry is something to do with kanya-kanya. That has become an idol. Yung separate tribe na to, ito lang yung paniniwala nila, ito lang yung gagawin nila. And whatever that belief is, that has become an idol. Are you here with me? They want to reach the heavens. And it says that we want to make a name for ourselves. Gusto nila maging popular. Gusto nila maging makilala. Gusto sumikat. Gusto magpakita. Gusto yumabang. And this is the problem. Sometimes we know that's why it boils down to what? Selfishness. It says there they don't want to be scattered out. It's not only disobedience that God was after against them, but it's not believing their promise. That remember, God made a covenant that never again will I wipe out mankind because of rain and flood. He said that. But they wanted to protect themselves and not to be scattered. But guess what? You know what God did? They were scattered. God did scatter them. And there's something that is important here. God scattered them for a purpose. That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, which is the solution towards this, here's what the Bible says. There are different kinds of what? Gifts. But the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service. But the same Lord. There are different kinds of working. But the same God who works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Verse 7. Okay, everything works for what? For the common good. Listen to this. It's okay to be different. As long as we're not exclusive. It's okay for us to be diverse. As long as we can be together in spirit, in our attitude. It's possible for us to be united. But there's something that the Lord wants to accomplish. Think about a basketball team, for instance. I don't know for you, but I shifted from Boston Celtics to LA Lakers. You know, my coach would tell me, I used to play basketball in UST, and my coach would tell me the greatest, the best basketball player is a player who can play in different kinds of position. He can play the center, he can play the forward, he can play guard. And if you do that, then you are a good basketball player. But a player cannot play those three positions at the same time. That's why it's called a team. In fact, Los Angeles Lakers Game 7 won the championship. Is it because of Kobe Bryant? If you watch the game, the superstar, the MVP, it's not because of him. In fact, he had an off night. Imagine a star player had an off night during a championship game. But there's one guy who stood among the rest. They call him crazy. He's like a Rodman during the time of the 80s. His name is Ron Artest. He made 20 points and one crucial shot from the outside that made a big difference. It's not Kobe Bryant. They were playing as a team and they were different from each other. Folks, let me tell you this. Every person is different amongst us. We're so different that God has given you gifts. I'm telling you, every person here, God, there's a spiritual gift. But that gift was given for the sake of His purpose and glory. The point of the matter is, it's okay to be different because being different doesn't mean that we can't be united. Hello? That's the ultimate challenge. We could be different and we could be one. Are you here with me, my friend? The gift that the Lord has deposited must be what? Must be used if we could be one, helping one another, spurring one another. And that's why if there's any organization, we call it a powerful force in the universe. Do you realize it should be the church? How come the church is disunited? Well, let me tell you good news. God is changing that. He's changing that today. If you had those experiences in the past, well, right now, I have a good news for you. We better let God take off that regionalism, the kanya-kanya attitude, and be part of a team called the church. Can you say amen? Unity, or God designs diversity but not exclusivity. You know what? You know why I'm standing here before you? You know why I'm preaching? Because God gifted me this way. Never thought one day I'll be preaching. I'm okay. I'm content being an usher. I started as an usher. I started before the service comes. I would come here early in the morning, back in Recto, doing all this, putting all the chairs together. And I would leave at night. The whole time I was there, I was a student. I would leave at night, taking all the chairs, stacking the chairs together. I would do that. Why? Because I'm content of serving God. Some of you need to understand this. Like the music group, like the prod tech, like the kids church. We need you for us, for the church to be strong. Can you say amen? Folks, we can be different, and yet we can be the same. We should not envy one another. Pastor Mark, eh, ito yung ginawa sa akin, Lord, iba ka rin. Are you here with me? Mas kailangan natin, pag nagsama tayo, mas malakas tayo. Diba? Dahil God made us different, but yet we could be the same. In Romans chapter 12, verse 4 and 5, it says here, just as each of us has one body with many members, again, one body, and these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member, everybody say each member. Each member belongs to all the others. Let me tell you, I cannot function if you're not going to function. How would I function if there's no ushers? Di ang gulo natin dito. A music group, di kanya-kanya, di parang, imagine, ang hirap dito, ang hirap mag-service. But the Bible says, we belong to each other. Can we continue that? In verse 7, says, we need to treat each other, all right, the way God wants us to treat us each other. And for us to point that out in Philippians, here's what it says. Sabi po ng Bible, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility. Everybody say in humility. Consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. How do we do this? The Bible says in verse 5, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. He's God. He stooped down himself. For that reason, he served us. He didn't think about him being the God and being great and all that. No, he became like us, paving the way for us to be like him in his attitude. The Bible says, to have the same attitude of Christ. He humbled himself and start serving. Start using your gift. And for us to do that, you got to be connected. You got to appreciate our groups here. Let me ask you right now, with all honesty, how many of you here are part of victory groups? Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. If you're part of victory groups, lift up your hands. That's okay. Put it down. You know what? Not even half. Some of you here, you're missing the point. It's not that you are kanya-kanya. It's not that. But I believe that's the reason why you're here. You're not here for you to be alone. Are you listening to me? Hindi kayo dito para mag-isa ka lang. No. Whatever happens to you, you know what? We're concerned. We're concerned for people. There's a guy who just got hospitalized. Right after the 6 p.m. service, I'm going to go and do a wake service with Pastor Earl. Why? Because these people are part of our church. Whatever happens to them, we care. We're concerned. We're part of a big family. This is spiritual family. And if you're here because you attend, you know what? I respect that. But let me tell you this. You're missing a lot. You're missing the God-given talent, the God-given ability, the God-given gift, because I need you and you need me if we come together for you to be built up and be equipped and be empowered. Then let me tell you this, God will be glorified and we're going to do what he wants and his kingdom will be advanced. Can you say amen? It takes unity. It takes us coming together. Talking about being different. You know what? I have here different kinds of balls. Give him that ball. You know what? You could be this kind of ball, and you're different with different spikes. That's fine. There's another ball here who is so hard. Okay, give that to me. If you're the pinkish type, all right, you like pink, maybe this is you, all right? We have this baseball. Pang mga matitigas na ulo to. Matigas ba na ulo dito? Para sarap patuhin ito, you know? A white ball who is so strong. A dirty ball. A soccer ball here. And this kind of... And I have different marbles here. Different kinds of balls. We could appreciate the colors. We could see, appreciate the difference. If I take one out of the whole ball, listen to this. It doesn't make any sense unless you play with it. But if you put this together, you could see the difference. The problem sometimes, these balls are not together. Problem sometimes, the balls are scattered. And you won't appreciate that. What God wants is every ball be given back again, put it one place, tigas ang ulo niya, may kanya-kanya spirit yan, all right? Put it back together. That God wants to gather us, be part of the church, and later on, trying to know your purpose, trying to know your calling, trying to know where God wants to place you. So if we could be together, nothing will be impossible for us to do. Last scripture I want to show you here is John 17, verse 23. Here's what it says. The very heart of Jesus. Here's Jesus' prayer. I in them and you in me. He said, may they be brought to complete what? Unity. To let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved them. You want the world to be transformed? You want the world to be transformed, my friends. It takes you, the last person there, every one of us to gather together as Jesus prayed in perfect unity. It doesn't matter if you're different. I thank you that you're different. We could be different and yet we could be the same. One point here. Only in Christ we can be different yet united. Can we say this together? 1, 2, 3, go. In Christ we can be different yet united. Can we all stand up on our feet today? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this preaching. We thank you, Lord, for making us Filipinos. Lord, we thank you that you've made us different, but yet we could be the same. And Lord God, I know that there's so many here, Lord God, who needs to accept, respond, and be part of what you're doing, that we're not just here just to be attendees. In fact, you didn't expect and call us to be attendees, but you call us to be disciples and call us to be part of groups, Lord. And Father, here we are. We're saying, let your will be done, let your kingdom come. Father, as one church, we come against any spirit of division, any spirit of disunity, Lord, any spirit of faction, regionalism, thinking that we're different and we're okay. No, we're not okay unless we come together as one. And Lord, you said in your word that the only way for us is to be like Jesus, is to humble yourselves. And we say yes to your will. If you're here this afternoon and the Lord has touched you, you're disconnected, you're not a part of us yet, will you be one? You've never seen how the power of synergism, the power of what God can do when we're together. And to all of you here today, I want to encourage you. Can you open your eyes here, please? Just open your eyes. Let me talk to you as a pastor. You know, you might not know me, but listen to this. You know, I can't overcome with all the temptations, with all the struggles in life, if I'm just alone. I thank God for those people who helped me. I thank God for those people who stood with me, believing in me no matter what. I have so many mistakes, letdowns, let me tell, shortcomings. But the only people who accepted me, believe in me, is right here in the church. I want to say this to some of you, really, if you've been attending, I bless you. Let God bless you. But you know what? God can bless us more. God can bless you more if you're part of a victory group. That's why I want to encourage you. Reality is the application. If you're not part of a victory group, there's a table there. If you're one of those who are part of that, lift up your hands. If you're a victory group leader, lift up your hands. Victory group leader, lift up your hands. Victory group leader, as high as you can. If you look around, there are victory group leaders here. They can be available for you. But don't miss the point. You can't be alone. The enemy wants you to be isolated so he can attack you. You'll be helpless. But we're here for you. I just want you to know that. And I just want to pray for, I don't know, for maybe you came from a broken home. You came from a family who's divided and all that. You know what? God wants to restore that. That's why you're here today. He wants to restore you. And He wants to empower you. Because He's a God of Trinity. Three in one. And that's why we can be together. They're different. And you're the same. And we could be different. And we could be the same. I just want to pray for that right now. All right, Father, I'm asking you that every one of us, that you will form a community, that we could, Lord, the vision of taking the whole of Metro as it's possible, Lord. It might be big, but Lord God, thank you that you're bringing families here for a purpose. And Lord God, I pray that you break that atmosphere, that spirit of kanya-kanya, Lord, this unity. But Lord, you bring us together as one. And we allow you to do the work, Lord. Lord, we just humble ourselves. And Father, I pray that even today, Father God, bring us closer like never before. No matter what the difference are, probably may mga, Lord God, may mga hinanakit kami. Lord, we repent of that. We repent, Lord God, for allowing the enemy to sow, Lord God, this division. But Lord God, help us to be unifiers, Lord. To be one in faith, one spirit, one accord, one mind, one heart for your sake and for your sake alone. Father, I pray that you bless your people. Bless them today in Jesus' name. If you're here today, I want to pray for some of you. You've never given or surrendered your life to Jesus. Again, I said the only possible way for us to be united is for Christ to come inside of your heart. If God is not yet there, you don't know Christ yet, you don't know Jesus yet, you don't know even though if you're going to die today, you don't know where to go. Well, today's your moment. If you want to give your life to Christ, would you lift up your hands? I want to pray for you. Just lift up your hands and say, that's me, Pastor Mark. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Is there anyone in this place? Is anyone in this place? Is anyone in this place? Lift up your hands if you want to surrender your life to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Is there anyone at all? Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Let's lift all our hands together. Let's lift it up high. Praise God. Let me pray a prayer blessing. Lord, I pray, help us not just to be hearers of your word, but to be doers of your word. And Lord God, I pray that even as I pray that you're going to use us to unify others. And so, Father, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. I pray for the spirit of a unifier to be upon us, to be peacemakers, to speak what is right, to speak what is for love and for this, for unity's sake. Use us to restore, Father God. Use us, Lord God, to bring peace. Use us, Lord God, as one church, that people would see the difference, that we love one another no matter what. Father, I pray for a greater blessing to come upon us like never before. If there's unity, then there's such bestowed blessing that we'll receive from you. We receive this by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone would say a big, big amen. Amen. Let's give a Lord.